This is Decoded Datebook for April 16th. Johnson Nicias, born in 1850, played a number of roles in the final years of Dakota Territory. He was an attorney in Jamestown who served two terms on the Territorial Legislative Council, which included the last session at Yankton and the first one at Bismarck. In 1883, Nicias introduced the bill to incorporate the city of Jamestown, which passed up to Governor Nehemiah Ordway, who, for whatever reason, did not sign or veto the legislation. So Territorial Secretary James H. Teller affixed the territory's great seal to make the incorporation official. In 1883, after the legislature transferred part of Wells County to Foster County, Nicias helped a wealthy Dakota developer recover a number of townships back to Wells County in a border battle. That developer was Richard Sykes, who founded some early towns in what is now central North Dakota. He rewarded Nicias with a small house and lot in Jamestown. Nicias was also on the scene for legislative efforts to remove the territorial capital from Yankton, chairing a special committee to study a bill to place the capital in Huron. Nicias also had hopes that a town he platted in McHenry County could get a rail line. Scriptown was located near Velva. It was briefly the McHenry County seat, but Towner gained that distinction, no doubt in part because the railroad came to Towner, but not to Scriptown. Towner even gained the log cabins that had comprised Scriptown. On this date in 1889, Governor Arthur Millett appointed Johnson Nicias as the sixth and last Attorney General of Dakota Territory, an appointment that ended in just a matter of months as the territory gave way to statehood. And George F. Goodwin was elected as the state's first Attorney General. Nicias went on to become the U.S. Consul to Barranquilla, Colombia, under President Benjamin Harrison. In 1898, Nicias was elected mayor of Tacoma, Washington, serving one term. He died suddenly in 1901 in Honolulu, Hawaii. He was only 51 years old. Nicias Park in Jamestown is named for him. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.